Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Abby Coffey with Indianola Girls Golf. Abby, thank you very much for joining us. First off, at the end of last season, knowing that you had this season ahead, what were your expectations for this year on the golf course?
Obviously, a big expectation was to get better, be a better player, have more self-confidence in what I can do, but also just to work with the team to accomplish more goals.
Well, I know golf's one of those sports where, you know, it's kind of something you can go out and do by yourself. It's something that you can get some friends together to go and practice. So talk about your off-season work as you got ready for this spring sports season.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I got kind of bored during quarantine. So I went with a previous golf graduate, and we went to the range a lot just to hit balls, just to kind of keep in shape, even though we didn't know if the season was going to be canceled yet or not. And then it ended up being canceled. But that's what we were up to for a while.
Well, how do you think you improved in this off season and really during what would have been this season, and how you want to kind of apply that moving forward?
Just making contact to the ball was pretty good, getting those strokes in. I know it's kind of hard to keep up when you're not really playing, but hopefully I can get on the course during the summer just to be a better player, and then we can apply that to next year.
Well, I know Indianola Girls Golf has been one of those programs that wants to get back to, you know, competing at that highest level. And I know that there were a lot of accomplished seniors on this year's squad. So kind of talk about the depth of this year's team and kind of what you felt about this year's upperclassmen.
Yeah, we had Anna Marvelli and Maddie Hayes, both one of our top players, honestly. I'm definitely going to miss them. They just were good players, and they made the contact and always had great scores for us. So that's definitely going to be a downfall for next year, but it should be an interesting season just to see the new girls that were going to come out this year and see how that works.
I know something Coach talked a lot about in our sports interviews was trying to build the program, and she talked a lot about young talent coming up. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I've heard, and I know we're trying to kind of pull some, like, I think I've talked to Kendall Klatt, a really good basketball player. We're trying to pull her just to see what she could do. She also played softball before, but I know there was a lot of freshmen that were interested in going out, and I think that they would have a lot of potential to bring to the team.
It's not an easy subject to go over, but just kind of talk about what you went through when you heard that the season was canceled.
I obviously was disappointed. I actually was not, I got my CNA this year, so I was going to get a new job. And I was like, nope, I'm going to hold off because golf season. And so now I'm really disappointed because we don't have golf season. I'm kind of stuck here. But I was sad because obviously golfing with our two seniors, I was really looking forward to that. They bring like an extra spunk to the team, and they make it fun to be around and do and go to practice every day. So that was really sad. And knowing that they wouldn't be here next year as well.
Well, talk about what you plan to do during, you already mentioned it a little bit during the summer, is get out there and play. What else do you plan on doing as you get ready for next year?
I'm student body president, so that's a big deal.
Awesome.
So just kind of getting out there, getting to know more people, and then hopefully playing. I know we call up Coach Bunting a lot just so she can come to a range and see us hit some balls and see like her input. So that's always nice too.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And congratulations on being student body president, and best of luck over the next year.
Thank you. Have a nice day.